This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at the cattle markets for Wednesday, May 17th. Well, cattle generally were fairly quiet yesterday. And what's notable, I think, was with all the pressure in the corn space, you know, being down 14, 15 cents, the feeder cattle were only up about 50. They were kind of yawning at the pressure in the feed grain markets. That's, I think, a bit of a red flag. Live cattle were pretty quiet, just trading an inside day at the high end of Monday's range. Feeder cattle tried to put in new highs but couldn't quite do it. You know, we're just inching our way back up to those major highs from late April on the deferred months in feeder cattle. So perhaps we're going to stall out here, maybe confirm some kind of a double top. We'll see how that all plays out. But on the front month of May, that market just is struggling. Now, the bear spreads have been working very well, you know, in this bull market, which is itself a red flag. But I think what's going on here is you still have a lot of movement coming in from the southern and central plains that's keeping pressure on your feeder cattle market, or keeping it in check, I should say. Whereas the back months, of course, are reflecting what the trade expects late summer, early fall. It's a lot of these calves that would have stayed on grass in the southern plains, that's what's pressuring your front month because they're moving to town. Those will not be available to the market later in the season. So we can, you know, fundamentally understand why the back months are performing better than the front months. But the cash index has been pretty flat except for a couple days where it was up strong over the last couple weeks. And so, you know, you've been holding a pretty big premium on the futures market to the cash index, and the index is just not really moving higher. So the board, which has got to, you know, converge with the index by the end of May, so the board is coming down to coincide with where the index is trading. So taking a quick look at the cash market, nothing really going on yet in the cash trade on the Fed or the Dressed. Box beef values were lower yesterday. Choice down another 251, so we're sitting at 299. So just in the last 2 days, we've lost $6 on the choice box beef. Select, however, was just down 36 cents. We're at 284. So in the last 2 days, we've only lost a dollar on the choice box beef. The spread lost 215. We're sitting at 1512. Over the last few days, we've dropped about $6 on the spread as well. Movement yesterday was 136 loads. So both Monday and Tuesday, we've seen a very strong movement of box beef volume. It's coming on discounted prices. Slaughter rate yesterday, 127,000 head. That's you know, a little bit better than the average. So far this week, we're at 253,000 head, 1,000 less than last week, and about 3,000 more than a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 4 cents. We're sitting at 202.07. And just taking another look at the box beef trade, over the last 12 days, basically every day of the month of May, choice box beef has been down except one of those days. So we've lost $12. So basically just on the average, about a dollar a day, which is a drop of about 4% for choice. Whereas select has only been down 6 of those 12 days, and it's only dropped about $4. So we've seen a definite decrease in demand for the choice box beef on these discounted prices. The volume has stayed pretty strong, though, for all box beef. I think it's just reflecting the time of year. Normally, you tend to see demand drop off as you get into the summer months. You're kind of past, or getting past, the major preparing for the grilling season. You know, Memorial Day, of course, will be the kickoff to summer. Usually a big grilling holiday, but most of the purchasing is going to be done by now. And that's usually what kind of starts your seasonal decline for live cattle values, box beef values, and just a general decline in beef consumption through the heat of the summer months. And I, you know, the live cattle have held in there pretty well. considering all these seasonals. It certainly looks like you've put in some seasonal highs, but you really haven't dropped all that much. We had the break here a couple weeks ago. The market has recovered a lot of that for live cattle. Feeder cattle, the back months have recovered all of it. We're back up to those highs. The question is, are you going to just carve out a double top here? On the front month, May, you have not been able to do that. You've basically gotten back to the swing high from early March, which was a kind of a significant resistance point for the market that we were able to take out in late April. But you sold off, you got below that support, now you're coming back up. So, you know, the May just is not going to be able to, I think, get much more going here. The cash markets just are not reflecting a lot of demand. Even with the better rains that we're seeing in the southern and central plains, and we've had a fair amount of rain that has come through southern Texas and even into the panhandles. We're seeing a big system coming through the central plains, Colorado, Nebraska, northern Kansas. So definitely going to see some improvement in grass conditions there. But it's just too late to be placing calves on grass, at least in the southern plains. So the demand just really has been a pretty lackluster, at least for calves to place on grass. Feedlot supplies are going to remain tight for the foreseeable future. But again, it's this time of year, you don't see a lot of demand for placing either. So I think seasonally, live cattle will work their way lower into the summer. Maybe you're not going to get much to the downside, but I think upward momentum will be difficult as well. Feeder cattle, it's hard to say. I think, you know, we're back up to significant resistance. Likely that's going to stall the market as well and just kind of hold off here until we get a better look at what the corn crop looks like and, you know, get into later in the season where you see that demand surge again to be placing calves. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.